You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis's meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, has been hailed as an historic event. The meeting took place on Friday, the 12th of February, in Cuba, as the Pope made his way to Mexico for an apostolic journey. The meeting marks the first encounter in history between a Pope and a Russian Orthodox Patriarch in the nearly 1,000 years since Eastern Orthodoxy split with Rome. Finally, Pope Francis said as he embraced Patriarch Kirill in a private room at Havana's airport where the three-hour encounter took place. "We are brothers," he said. And the two leaders signed an unprecedented joint declaration in which they expressed their hope that the meeting may contribute to the re-establishment of the unity willed by God for which Christ prayed. "May our meeting inspire Christians throughout the world to pray to the Lord with renewed fervour for the full unity of all his disciples. In a world which yearns not only for our words, but also for tangible gestures, may this meeting," the declaration said, "be a sign of hope for all people of goodwill." And just days after the meeting, the Vatican's Apostolic Nuncio to Moscow, Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic, told Vatican Radio that he hopes this meeting is the first of many to come.
"The future of the unity of the Church, the Christian churches, and of the Church of Christ, certainly will take great benefits of this meeting. At this moment, what we can say is that we believe and we are convinced that the event of meeting of high churches hierarchs should become a normal event. They are calling each other my brother, and meeting with brother should never be an extraordinary event. So what I think the consequence of this meeting will be that we'll have in the future more meetings, that these meetings will become, more part of ordinary communication, and that these meetings will show our common concern for the destiny of the mankind and the destiny of the Church."
That was the Vatican Apostolic Nuncio to Moscow, Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic, speaking there to Vatican Radio.